we don't really learn lessons unless they're learned the hard way.
Yeah.
I believe that unless a lesson has taught the hard way, you're not going to learn it. So you need that pain for the lesson to sting enough to really genuinely go inside of your mind. And it's the same with everything. It's the same with driving a car or business. Truthfully, if you want to learn a lesson, you're going to have to suffer at some point, right? You need to go through some pain. You need to experience some negative things. You need to have, to a degree, some trauma to really even learn any lessons. I am absolutely and utterly a believer in hard work. I'm a proponent of hard work. I have all this money and all I do is work. My entire life is work. This podcast is work. I'm getting in the car. I'm going to another meeting. Work. I'm going to fuck a bitch. That's work. I'm going to go to the gym so I'm in good shape. Work. It's all work. My entire life is work. And people don't want to look at life that way. They want to talk about work-life balance and being lazy and all this crap. I don't believe in any of that. I believe in if you want to win, you have to outcompete the man who's prepared to do nothing but work. It's player versus player. If you're going to sit there and go, I don't want to work more than an hour a day, well, the guy who does want to work more than an hour a day is going to beat you. And no matter how smart you are, there's always a smart dude who's doing the same smart work you are for more hours than you're doing it. That's just the nature of the game. Lazy people never get anywhere in life, doesn't matter what it is. Doesn't matter if it's tennis or money. If you're lazy, you're never going to get it. It's true, but it's fucking true, bro. They're lazy. And another thing about people is they're quitters. I can't stand quitters. So if you're the kind of person who's going to quit because it's hard, then fuck off. Because quitters are the worst people on the planet. You can give a quitter absolutely everything and they will still fail. You can give it, doesn't matter what it is. If you go to IKEA and buy a flat pack fucking table and put it in front of a quitter, you will never have a table. He'll look at it, it's long, and he'll quit. Quitters can have every single advantage. Quitters can have all the information. Quitters can have all the tutelage. Quitters can have a mentorship. Quitters can have someone who messages them every morning, hey bro, let's get it. And guess what they're gonna do at the end?
Quit.
People say, hey man, you need to find what you're passionate about and do that. And what they're trying to say is only do what you like because you have no motivation to do anything else. And motivation in and of itself is a scam. I don't believe in motivation, I believe in discipline. I am not motivated to do the things I'm supposed to do. I don't wake up full of like joy that I have to go to the gym or that I have to work or got to deal with crap. I don't feel motivated to do them. I'm disciplined. I do them regardless of how I feel. Whether I'm in the mood to do it or I'm not in the mood to do it, it gets done. That's discipline. Discipline's a real thing. Motivation is fleeting.
Yeah.
You're never going to be permanently motivated. So when someone comes along and says, oh, do what you're passionate about, what they're saying is you'll have endless motivation and then you'll be able to try hard. If you're the kind of person who can only try hard at something he enjoys, then you're going to fail.
I've never seen somebody who eats right, trains twice a day like an animal, never misses a gym session, diet on point, does everything they're supposed to do, and nothing stops. I've never seen it. So when you meet a guy, I just can't get in shape, because you're not trying.
Something's wrong.
Because you are not trying.
You're
not trying.
Yeah.
And if you actually wanted it, you'd do it. Gotcha. Everyone goes, oh, I don't have motivation. If you don't have motivation to be better, then stay a loser.
That's what you want to be.
And what's very interesting about the world is that there are no winners without losers. I put myself through absolute hell to be everything I've ever wanted to be. So if someone wants to come along and say, I'm not prepared to go through what you've been through, but I still want all the benefits, my answer to that is no, fuck you. I deserve them and you don't. So no, don't. I don't give a shit. No. If you don't want to, then don't do it. Because you have to do it when you don't feel like doing it. This is actually the bottom line of masculinity. The bottom line of masculinity, even not just in the gym, in nearly any realm of human endeavor, is as a man, good men or capable men do things they don't feel like doing anyway. They just do them. And this, if you look at men, do you think the men in Ukraine and Russia right now feel like dying in a fucking ditch?
No.
No. Do you think the men who train every single day feel like training every single day?
No.
Do you think the CEO who works his ass off 20 hours a day and doesn't see his children feels like doing it? No. This is part of being a man. You have to just do what you don't feel like doing. The men who only do what they feel like doing aren't competitive. I think every man intrinsically knows how to be the best version of themselves. Bro, if you were to play a video game and you had X amount of stat points and you could allocate them, you'd know where to put them.
Of course.
Strength, speed, stamina.
I would know how to upgrade them.
Money. Yep. You know how to upgrade your character. You know what everyone does. But I think that every man out here should be waking up, genuinely looking in the mirror and saying, how do I become the best version of myself? I think that's the point of being alive as a man, is to become the best possible version of yourself.
People decide to be honest. Nobody is destined to be anything they don't decide themselves to be. If you're truly uncomfortable with something, you can't exist there. When I was a pawn, I did my job to the best of my ability, but let's change it. When I was a brokey, I knew I was a brokey. Trust me, I knew very well I was a brokey. My life reflected it, as did my bank balance. But I was uncomfortable in it to a position where I couldn't sleep at night. I had sleepless nights just laying there thinking, how the fuck are people buying Ferraris? I can't pay rent. This doesn't make sense. I have to escape. I can't live this way. If you're genuinely uncomfortable, if I set you on fire, you're going to stand up. You're going to move. If I set you on fire and you're chilling, you can't say that the fire's burning. The people who are broke and they have been broke for years and years and years, and they're still sleeping in late playing video games, are comfortable enough being broke to stay broke. I couldn't be comfortable in that position. If you put me in a shitty position, I'm so desperately uncomfortable. We can change it from money to something else. If I was morbidly obese, it wouldn't last long. I'm telling you now, with me, I couldn't do it. I couldn't look at myself in the mirror. I'd be mad at myself. I'd be angry. I'd be self-conscious. I'd fix it. The person who's been morbidly obese for 10 years and goes, I'm trying, you ain't fucking trying. You are very comfortable and very happy to be who you are.
Facts.
So anybody who's a pawn is comfortable and happy being a pawn. Otherwise, they wouldn't be one anymore. Then motivation and the whole idea of motivation becomes it gets destroyed. People say, I don't have motivation. I didn't ever had motivation. I had a burning desire to fucking fix my life. I didn't need to wake up and get I didn't have to watch YouTube to want to make some fucking money. I wanted money. Like, I didn't need YouTube to tell me, bro, you're broke. Like, so I don't think that anybody is destined to be a pawn. I think people decide to be pawns.
Every time I feel stressed or under pressure, I get excited. I hate to not be stressed. I wake up and I'm like, everything's fucked. Good. Yes. Like, that's just how I am, right? But it's how you adopt, it's how you look at the problems and how you use them to fuel you. So if you take a man and give him a life shielded from problems and he never has any to face, I guarantee you he's terrible at being a man. The best men in the world have gone through shit. So the best thing you can do as a man is look and go, okay, this is hard, this is hard, this is hard, this is hard. I feel negative because these are all so difficult. I'm struggling with X, Y, Z. Let me internalize all of that and turn it into a superpower. Let me become genuinely uncomfortable with my situation in life and go and fix things. Because like I said, the universe is absolutely not very giving. And if you truly hated being in the position you were in, you wouldn't be there right now. People think when bad things happen to them that somehow they're a victim to the universe and bad things only happen to me and this is so terrible. They don't understand that bad things happen to everybody. The most successful person you know had all those problems. Maybe even worse, at least the same bad things happen to them. They just framed it differently and used it. That's the difference. So I don't pray for an easy life. I pray for a life of difficulty that allows me to become a better and better person. I pray to become more confident to handle problems. I pray to put myself in a position where if the mass media machine attempts its very best to destroy my life, I can laugh and smile from my villa in Dubai. This is who I pray to become. I don't pray that nobody hurts me. I pray to be able to fight. So it's just a different mentality. If you construct a mindset that allows you to be as competent as possible, as opposed to feel any different or feel better, then you're going to naturally come to the conclusions I've come to. You're as competent as possible if you believe you can affect absolutely everything about your life. You're as competent as possible if you believe absolutely everything that's happened to you, whether good or bad, is completely your fault. You're as competent as possible if you believe the bad things that happened to you are going to allow you to work harder and become even better. When bad things happen to me, the first thing out of my mouth is good.